Governor Scott delivered his annual State of the State address yesterday. He laid out his wish list for state lawmakers who are now in session. WUSS Mark Schreiner joins Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida for a look at what is ahead.
In order to be a land where dreams come true, I believe we have to absolutely outcompete the world. There are five ways we can do it. First, let's keep cutting taxes.
Josh, the big items on the lists of things that PolitiFact will be watching over the next 2 months or so are things that Governor Scott promised both on the campaign trail and then in his State of the State address. As we heard in his speech Tuesday, priority number one sure looks like taxes, doesn't it?
As far as taxes are concerned, three that we're really watching are that Scott has asked to reduce the state's communication services sales tax. That's a pretty high tax compared to the national average here in Florida. He wants to reduce it 3.6%, which is a pretty big chunk. It'll save the average family, by some estimates, about $3.58 a month. Another one he has asked is to eliminate the state's manufacturing tax, and that's something that's already under a three-year moratorium. He got the legislature to go along with that before, and so they do not charge sales tax for manufacturing equipment and machinery. One thing he didn't do was ask them to phase out the sales tax on commercial leases. Florida is the only state that charges a tax on commercial leases. That's for businesses and warehouses and things like that. That's a 6% sales tax. It's the only state that does it, as I said. Scott didn't ask for it this year, but Dorothy Uchel from Port Orange, she's already entered a bill that would take that down 1% down to 5%.
Well, along with taxes, of course, is spending, the governor making a pledge to raise per-pupil education spending to an all-time high. And now, two of the things you're looking at there is both inflation and as well as the cuts that he implemented his first year in office, right?
Right. And what he has pledged to do, it was a big talking point during the campaign against Charlie Crist. He wanted to raise K through 12 spending to $7,176 per pupil, and that would be about $50 more than the highest that it was during Crist's term. But considering that when he came into office, he cut it down $1.3 billion, he's pretty much playing catch-up here. And as you said, when we factor in inflation from that time during Crist's office, which was several years ago now, it is really not keeping up. So it's not as high as it sounds.
And there's also concerns about standardized testing, correct?
Yes, during the campaign, he said he was going to ask to have every standardized test investigated to see how effective it was and how school districts implemented the results there. And he did that right away. That was announced right away, right after he was reelected. And then the education commissioner, Pam Stewart, she said that she asked the districts for this data. The report was released last month. And right away, one thing that they did was suspend a new Florida standards assessment for language arts. And those assessments are already beginning. You may have heard about that. It's not going completely smoothly, but these standardized tests, the idea of what is going to be done with them is being brought before the legislature.
And lastly here, the environment also looks like one of the governor's priorities. What are you going to be watching for?
Well, with the passage of Amendment 1, there should be a lot of money for them to play with there. Scott's kind of counting on that. He wants to secure $50 million for springs restoration. He asked for $50 million last year and only got $30 million from the legislature. And that brings me to another point, is that all these things that Scott are asking for they're just requests. They're not what he's actually going to get. The legislature actually decides that. And I would like to remind everyone that all of these promises are in the works because he is actually working on them right now. So none of these have been finished up yet.
Well, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact, we know that you will be very busy for the next few months with the Florida legislative session. So good luck with that, and thanks for your time.
Sure thing. It's 60 days, so it's a marathon, not a sprint.
What did Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio say to earn him a mostly false reading on that truth-o-meter? Find out with PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org. It's called